you are a decoy and this is something you don't get paid for.
No. Nope.
And basically what you do is you go online pretending to be a 13-year-old in order to catch paedophiles. Can you explain a little bit about what you do?
Yes. So I go on a certain app. Each decoy is sometimes given different apps. We don't all go on the same one. 9 out of 10 times the paedophiles are on multiple apps. So I go on, and obviously to go on you have to be over 18 years of age. So I use a different date of birth. But then as soon as I'm contacted, I don't contact any paedophiles or people on that app. The minute that I'm contacted with a hi, I then say who I am, my decoy name, and that I am 13 years old.
OK, so just to make sure that's absolutely clear, you go onto a dating app, which you are supposed to be 18 to be on.
Correct.
But as soon as you are contacted, you explain, I'm not really 18, I'm 13. And this is part of basically catching them out to see if they say, oh, I'm very sorry, but I can't talk to you.
Exactly.
Or if they engage in conversation.
Exactly. I would like to think that if I have 50 a day, I would say at least 6 or 7 of them would say to me, you're far too young, and they block me. Or they say, be very careful, you're far too young, make sure your mum and dad, you know you're on it. But the rest of them persist.
What sort of picture are you using on these dating websites? That, because, of course, your picture's up there and people contact each other on, you know, appearance. And what sort of picture are you using?
So as a group, Justice for Kids, we often, on the our Facebook page, we request off our followers, who we have over 3,000 or 4,000, we request that if they have any pictures of themselves when they were children that they wouldn't mind us using, they then send them to us and we use them as a decoy picture.
So there are actually, these pictures are of 13, 14-year-olds,
yes.
But, of course, who are adults now.
Correct.
Who are allowing you to use their pictures.
Correct.
OK. So these men are contacting initially what they think are 18-year-old women. So they're not going out there looking for children initially at all.
No.
They're going out thinking, I'm going to contact this person, I find them attractive.
Correct.
So that's what they are initially doing. Why target a dating app then where you have to be 18 to start with?
OK, so my decoy picture, I'm clearly not 18. I clearly look a child. So as much as you may say they may be attracted to that decoy picture, that it sends up alarm bells immediately, because the decoy picture is of I am a 13-year-old on that picture. So he then should be turning around knowing that I'm a child, because it clearly sees like I'm a child, saying to me, no, you're a child and shouldn't be on this site.
Yeah.
However, he doesn't. They then usually choose to persist.
They do target children on other apps as well,
yeah.
Which children use. You
yep.
don't have to be over 18.
Mm-hmm.
Do you decoy those sites as well?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, going into it now, once they do persist mm-hmm. and the conversation starts,
yep.
when does it turn sexual?
It can be more or less instant. I will tell them who I am, my decoy name, and that I am 13 years old and that I live near Preston. They will then respond back, hi, I'm 38, maybe a bit old for you. I also have to be in the mindset of a 13-year-old and respond as a 13-year-old would. Therefore, I would put back, yes, oh, goodness, 38 is old. Usually then I will receive a picture of that man's anatomy.
And is this something that happens quite often?
Regularly, I would say. If I speak to 10 men who are aware of my age, I would say that within 10 messages, I've received a picture of their anatomy.
Once you start receiving these messages, of course, it's all evidence. How do you go about keeping that?
So the police and the courts, we have to screenshot, and the last message on each screenshot has to be the first message of the next screenshot. So it's all kept to screenshots. And every answer we give, we have to give as a 13-year-old. We can't answer as an adult. We have to sort of, when they send the horrific pictures through to us, I have to say, oh my goodness, what is that? Because I was 13, I'm not supposed to have seen anything sexual.
Once this this conversation has happened, who is it that asks for a meet-up?
They have to, otherwise it's entrapment. So they say to me, can you get to Preston Station, if it's a local in this area? I will then say, no, I'm only 13. Sometimes they request to meet you at midnight. No, I'm only 13, how am I supposed to get there? Or of recently, I had one who was down south who asked me to go to meet him, and I said, I've got no money, I'm only 13, how am I supposed to get there on my own? He then agreed that he would travel up to me and meet me at a designated place. I kept saying, no, I'm only 13, my parents will go mad. He asked me to bring money, if I could get some money off my parents so that we could stay in a hotel overnight.
So you're telling them on several occasions your age? All the time, reminding them. How many times do you have to say it?
We like to get a minimum in the first opening of 5 times. So, and usually on my messages, which you have seen, I have to tell them 5 times that I'm 13 years old because it can be classed as a fantasy. On 1 or 2 hits, they can come under the fantasy law. So if we can get 5 times of me persistently saying that I'm a 13-year-old, it's better for us when we go to court and present the evidence.
And when they're asking to meet up, you're not encouraging this at all. You're just having to say,
I give all the negative responses. I'm 13, I'll be in bed, my parents won't let me, I'll get grounded. When it becomes to the sexual explicit content, my answer is, I'm scared, will it hurt? And they pamper to my need and they'll say, no, it doesn't hurt. It'll be lovely, you may end up getting a baby from it. That they carry on with the sexual implication of it. Are you a virgin? May I take your virginity? I have to say to them, I don't know what a virgin means because I'm supposed to be 13. So they explain everything to me.
So once you have this evidence, you've got it all saved, tell us what happens next.
So when we feel we have enough for our hunters to go, we have to make sure, usually 2 or 3 weeks worth of chat log, if off one decoy, 9 out of 10 times, there's 3, 4, 5 decoys, maybe from other hunting groups as well, not just our hunting group. We collect all the evidence ready. We download any indecent images. We have our USBs all ready. And then the person who wants to meet us, I don't like using the word suspected paedophile because in my head, they are already paedophilic from the behaviour they have done with me. So when we arrange to meet the man, he's expecting the 13-year-old decoy to turn up, and he's not. He's meant by all of our headhunters.
When you meet them, you take a group, don't you? Is that for safety?
It's not just for the hunter's safety, it's for the paedophile's safety. Because we don't want people to beat the paedophiles up, we want justice for the children. So we have an agreement that if, obviously because we're quite well known now on Facebook with all these hunting groups, I'm sorry, I'm getting them through now as we're doing these.
You're getting messages through now?
Yes, I've got 3 now. So we arrange to meet, we go to the place, we meet up with them, we explain who we are, we explain we're not there to hurt them. The hunters make it crystal clear, it's all done live on Facebook. If the general public then realise what we are doing, because we do tell them if they approach, we usually get the paedophile into a corner so that if anybody was going to start, our hunters then would cover them and they will take the beating rather than the paedophile. They won't let the paedophile get hurt because the outcome is we want justice for the children.
The biggest question I've got is, yes, you find these paedophiles, you get the evidence, you know, you go and... It's a civil arrest, isn't it?
Yes, Section 24A, yeah.
So why then post it to social media?
Because if that person is not remanded, and so I understand with the population in prisons at the moment and the way that the law is, if they are not remanded and released on bail the next day, if I lived 3 doors away from that man and I had a 13-year-old child, I'd want to know if he'd been up to no good and was on bail for being paedophilic.
So how long does it take to basically get to court?
Sometimes it's quite quick. It depends on the force. There are certain forces in the country that aren't as forthcoming as others. Lancashire Police are great. They have, when we've done stings with them, they're very good. They always follow through. The recent one that they did, he was remanded. It can take, depending on how many decoys they've got, because you've got to get all the evidence in. But we have repeat offenders that have been caught with us before or been caught with other teams before. So it's usually now, we genuinely find now, that they are remanded instantly.
Just looking at it from the other side, let's say this paedophile has a family at home, and when you put it out on social media, more often than not, they are recognised because it goes absolutely viral. So many people share it and it becomes like a witch hunt.
Yeah.
Can you understand that the suspected paedophile's families could unfortunately receive some abuse?
Yeah, it does happen. And the houses can be attacked. Unfortunately, that paedophile should have thought about that before he started sending horrible messages. The images I have to see are disgusting. As soon as the police get there, we know all of the computers, etc. at home are going to be taken. We always say live on when we're doing the sting, we always say, please do not take this out on the families. Please do not go to the address. We don't usually tend to give the big address out. We tell them the area and we express that it's nothing to do with the families. But unfortunately, I have to be really honest and say, not my problem. You shouldn't be talking the way you're talking to a 13-year-old child. If your family meant that much to you, you wouldn't be doing it.
If there is young children in that property...
Social